light worker. Now is the time to make a much bigger impact in the world. You are tuned to the Listen to Your Own Medicine podcast. This podcast will take you through a journey to return to your true purpose and awaken the authentic power of your soul. This podcast is for light workers who want to start using their own medicine from their heart and remember their true magic. It's time to live a fulfilling life full of joy and abundance. I'm your host, Vika Didvalene, founder of Satkara Temple, and I'm sharing my unique medicine to help you to find your authenticity and to bring it to this world. I believe that you came here to shine your light bright, and I'm inviting you to listen to your own medicine podcast to find the inspiration and teachings of how to bring your gifts and your light to this world. It's time to listen to your own medicine. I believe that you carry your unique medicine in your heart and you came here to share it. So let's get to it. Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to Listen to Your Own Medicine podcast. And today I have an honor to welcome my dear sister Mayu, which is a beautiful and powerful medicine woman, walking ceremonialist path. I would like to ask all of us who are not driving and tuning into our episode, just close our eyes for a second, so we can tune in to vibration and allow ourselves to receive. Have a few deep breaths. Ground into the space. Dropping expectations from ourselves, from others. Tuning into the vibration of the energy of your heart. Few deep breaths in and out. And for some of us, if we feel tension today, we might want to inhale through the nose and exhale with our open mouth. Releasing everything what doesn't serve us, what stands in the way to open up to this frequency of receiver. And for us, connecting in this beautiful day, in this beautiful way, on the beautiful day of four emotion Mayan calendar. Allowing those energies to guide us. Last few deep breaths. Opening our eyes or staying relaxed if you're tuning in on your couch or in the nature or whatever you are. I'm tuning in from Tunisia, from Monastir. I always like to invite people to tell where they are from so we can feel the energies. And it doesn't matter when we're going to listen to this episode. I feel like it's so beautiful when we have this capacity and capability to travel, you know, through to everywhere in the world and share our medicine and share our magic. So hello, Mayu. I just want you to say hello and tell us where you're tuning in, and I'm going to introduce you, your beautiful, beautiful essence.
Hello, everyone. So I am from Munich right now here in Germany. Yay! Yes.
Yes. Amazing. Germany. Hopefully I'm going to come and visit you this summer. We're going to speak a little bit about it later. So I would like to introduce my dear sister, medicine woman. She is the most beautiful soul. I'm sure you can feel her energy already. And I'm feeling blessed to have her here. And Mayu is a ceremonialist, medicine woman that combines self-healing, spiritual discovery, and inner radiance. She weaves indigenous roots and sound healing with the surge of inner peace. Each sip of sacred cacao is a healing ritual for her that unlocks inner wisdom. Mayu aspires to carry this journey outward to support and hold space for others to discover their hidden potential and strength through love and shared wisdom. Cheers to Kakasita. We always share the medicine because this is why we are here. This is why we have this connection, because of Spirit of Cacao. She united us last year, 2023, in beautiful island of Ibiza, when we both came to journey on the Mayan Cosmovision and Mayan Wisdom Retreat with our dear teacher Tata Walter, and shared beautiful energies, sacred fire, tobacco ceremonies, swimming in a pool, connecting to the nature, sharing many, many cups of Kakasita, and just living in the frequency of our hearts, spending that time, that week, just dedicating the time to expansion. I say it, a lot of the people think that retreat is, oh, I'm just gonna escape, and I'm just gonna have those 5 or 10, or I don't know, whatever month, different type of retreats we have, we escape and then we will come back to life. I feel the retreats we are attending or we creating, it's the retreats which retreat our soul. And we start embodying the codes of our natural frequency, and the life never is the same after those retreats. So even if we come back, of course we come back to regular everyday life,
Absolutely.
that life changes. So what happened when we met, I feel I also want to go a little bit heads up. We're gonna speak a lot of about Spirit of Cacao, a lot of about woman ceremonialist path, what that means to be a medicine woman. Especially today, we're tapping into the female powers, into this energy, what we share as a medicine woman's, and what that means. And of course, for us being connected through Spirit of Cacao, through our heart, through sacred fire, and through Mayan Cosmovision. So of course we're gonna touch on that, and because I really want to share that. For me, the Nawali is the energies, and for Mayu, it's such a deep, big part of our life. And I feel when we had tobacco ceremony, I felt so connected to Mayu's Nawal, and I feel since then we had the bond and our relationship develop, and we feel very connected. And I feel your power as a medicine woman. I feel your connection, and that's why I really wanted you to share your wisdom, your magic here on this show, and to help people with this show. I'm trying to share who we are, and trying to bring different people on the show so we can all little by little start embodying more and more of our uniqueness, start understanding that this is the most important in our lives, to start owning and honoring and sharing our magic in whatever expression it manifests into this physical world. So thank you, sister, for being here. So we met in Ibiza last year, and Mayu came on Matias Maya Cacao Ceremonialist Apprenticeship with me and Walter and Jemima also, to deepen her connection to the sacred medicine, to Mayan Cosmovision, and of course to herself. And we will
tap a little bit on that. But now I want you to introduce yourself. I want to feel your energy and for you guys to connect with you, with your magic, with your heart, with your beautiful essence. And just tell us what you do, what is your passion, and how you share your medicine. And I know you are in Munich, in Germany right now. Then the nature is awakening. Here in Tunisia is quite hot already, so we're feeling the vibe of the summer, as we live in Europe, so we have seasons here. Of course, and I feel like it's a very special moment for us to come on this podcast to share this awakening energy in a way with the nature from the Europe. So please, sister, share some light to
Share
us. Share some
some
light, shine some light on
light.
us.
Right. It's slowly starting to get warmer in Germany, which is very nice. So now we have spring here. It's really warm. You can go outside, sunbathe. Yeah, it's amazing. And
Beautiful.
connect again more deeper and deeper with nature. And yeah, not so much rain anymore. It's really beautiful to be in Germany for the first time. It's actually like this. Normally, I'm always gone for this period of time, and I'm here and I'm like, yeah, it's fine, it's okay to spend winter
Yeah, so I
and
guess,
enjoy it.
yeah, maybe tell us about your roots, your ancestral roots. I know we all connected through the ancestors, but as you said, you're trying to move from Germany most of the time. So why is that, and why you are feeling, you feel good, you feel settled at this moment, and what is the reason behind of it?
Yeah, so I'm from Colombia. I'm adopted. So that's where I come from. So my roots are in South America and I love the sun and I love the warmness. And it's just so different when you're in Germany. People are different, energies are different. And yeah, so I like to go in warm places like Central America or South America. Yeah. And doing is like, yeah, here I can work, I can do what I love to do. I have a nice place where I am, where I can do fire ceremonies. I do cacao ceremonies quite a lot at the moment, and online and offline, and some ecstatic dances are coming up. So I'm really excited for the festival season to come up. Yeah, to
Oh
be on
yeah,
festivals
festival season
and
is
connect.
coming. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. I feel like yeah, we bring of course you bring a lot of magic from the Central Americas, from South Americas with your ancestral roots and with your natural DNA. But also for us it's important to share the medicine in Europe. And of course, in Europe, there are different lineages, different connection, and it's very, very powerful, of course. But I feel like we need more and more of this magic, more and more of this magic of living in a nature, being connected to the cosmos, connected to the stars. And for both of us, and for you, the ceremony is a path, is a way of living, is a way of I don't want to put like ceremony into the business, because it's the combination of our expression. And of course we live in the modern world, and we create the energetic exchange, because in Mayan cosmovision we have one of the Nawalis, Tohil, which gave the fire to humanity. But also this Nawal and this energy represents the energy of reciprocity, represents the energy of exchange. So we, the ceremony, we create that exchange in between people, but also in between the earth, in between the cosmos. So we live in that, you know, circle. I don't know, for me it's like visualization of the circle represents that energetic flow, constant exchange, constant, We live, we have a fire in our blood. If we die, of course, we stop living human experience. Of course, we come back to this life. We don't know who we will be in the next lifetime. So now we need to enjoy, get the most of the magic. Remember that it's just really short time, really short period of time.
Enjoy
So we can enjoy, have fun, okay, we have sadness, we're not blocking it, we're feeling it, we're understanding that this is a feeling we need to experience. Actually, we came to experience those feelings,
Oh, definitely.
because if we, the spirit in different dimension, we don't have feelings, we always light, we energy, and then we got the beautiful body now. Okay, I'm coming here, so I'm gonna feel pain, the fear, the jealousy, the sadness, the love, the
That
magic, the
experience.
creativity, all the experiences. And then we come, and of course we forget that this is the reason we came here, and we just start putting, all this in Mayan Cosmovision, we have the veil. We have a veil, we have seven sins, and then we forget that connection to the God, we forget that connection to the source, and we start, believing those things what create separation, but the separation from ourselves, from our truth. Like we forget
Yeah, it's
who
like
we
an
are in
illusion.
our soul. I really want to dive deeper here. We're speaking about the medicine woman's path, the meaning of it, and how different medicines. We're talking, of course, about plant medicines today, about natural medicines. How the medicines, what comes from the earth, can, I like the way I said it, because I feel like we have also conditioning when we say plant medicine, we think like, okay, if we know, we know, but like if we don't, so what is plant medicine? So for some of us can be tea, of course it is a plant medicine. For some of
Definitely.
us, yeah, we think like, okay, it's ayahuasca, it's peyote, it's like all the different plants we have on this earth. How those plant medicines can actually support us on this journey of remembrance, to go back to remember who we are in our soul. And then I feel we start living in magic. It just simply, everything is simple, but somehow we make it complicated. So, please tell us, what was the maybe first signs or first feelings when you started noticing that you're gonna walk medicine woman's path? You're gonna, of course, our path develops, so we might
Sure.
not start from the ceremony, we might start from something else, from yoga or from maybe plant medicines, different plant medicines. Maybe we already grew up in, within the lineage, some of us. So I want you to tell us, when did you hear the calling of your heart? Then she said, this is a path for you. You need to go it, take it.
it. So yes, it was actually when I went back to Colombia for the first time after so many years of not being there. So I got to Germany when I was around 6 years old, and then I went back to Colombia when I was around 18 years old, or 20, I think it was 20. And so I went back because I was really missing some kind of connection to home, really this essence of like being surrounded by, yeah, something different that feels more familiar. So I went back to Colombia for the first time, and I was already on a path of more like spirituality, more yoga path, I would say. And then so I went back to Colombia, and this is really where I felt this deep connection to the indigenous culture that we have there, which is so special because in Colombia, when you go, you can see so many different kinds of like still existing indigenous tribes that are living there. And when I saw them the first time, and I also have friends who work with them and for their and actually fight for their rights because they are having quite a hard time there. So yeah, because of this friend, I had this connection also into the medicine world, into the plant medicine world. And so she invited me and she took me on this journey. And I was like, wow, this is really beautiful to see how the people live with nature just in one, in tuning into each other. And that really is what gave me the inspiration on going on this path. And then slowly, of course, step by step, it's not like it goes from one day to the other. It's like, yeah, I spent time, a lot of time actually in Colombia. And I also tried different plant medicines like ayahuasca or yahe, like we call it in Colombia. And that was really when I saw, I was like, ah, yeah, I definitely have to work with these plants. They were just calling me and it just happened. Like for me, it's also very important, like, don't ever chase a plant. It's like if the plant is right for you, she will call you and she will be like, okay, come here. And then you will follow because it's your heart speaking to you more or less. It's the essence. So that's really how I stepped into this path in some way. Yeah.
Wow, it's so beautiful, like hearing the calling to come back to the roots. And
Yes.
I feel like a lot of the time we don't understand, well, the mind doesn't understand when the soul speaks because it's completely different expressions. And we came here to express our soul through the mind, not the mind to trap the soul and try to create the stories. But I'm really glad you touched on this important subject, especially, in the spiritual community or people who start feeling a call to connect with the plant medicine, or even now we have so many options and so many places where we can experience any medicine we have. And we know that a lot of time it is very commercialized, and people have been treated well, as we hear the stories. So this is a very beautiful note to remind us all that we don't need to chase the medicine. The medicine gonna find you. It doesn't matter what is the medicine. There is like I spoke to my teacher another day. I continue my learnings on the Mayan wisdom path, and she said she got the invitation to learn from one of the teacher, and he's very old, and he said, "Well, I know 6,000 plants, and you need to learn them." And we're just like, "Yeah, right, like 6,000 plants.
Great. Let's
How?
go.
Let's go. Let's start." We're just gonna remember, learn, and
Powerful.
yeah. So it's different way to receive a calling
Definitely.
and to trust the heart and to dive into it. But there is this obsession about the healing. I see, we get we go to the places when we can receive all the possible medicines, all the possible healings, and then we start like being on this healing journey, but more like just trying more and hoping that it's gonna help. But for me, I really want to point to the point that every medicine, it doesn't matter how many ayahuascas, jais, and
Yes.
cacao you're gonna drink and peyotes you're gonna eat. If you're not gonna start integrating the medicine, if you're not gonna start doing the work after you receive the medicine, that doesn't really matter because it's like spiritual bypassing, isn't it?
Yes,
It's
that's it.
like, I'm healing, I'm healing, I want to heal, of
But I don't
course.
see. I don't
Yeah,
look
but
at it.
I'm not doing, I'm expecting this medicine to
To do the
cure
work for
me.
you. No.
Yeah, and I feel for me, and if we truly open up to this work, to work with the medicine, so we allow this dedication, this prayer, medicine to open our hearts so we can activate our medicine, because each of us has that unique power. We carry in our DNA, we carry in our blood, and even we can do exactly the same things, it's going to be completely unique vibration for different people. Yes, we might be on a similar path, but it's still going to be different, and we need to understand that. So thank you for sharing that, and thank you for pointing to this, because we, as we start backtracing our path, it's important to start noticing what happened in our journey, who we are, who we became, who we want to be,
Yes, remembering.
and that want to be has to come from the heart.
Yes.
Wanting, things and shiny things, and that's okay, but that's just like illusion. It's one of those veils which cuts us from our truth. And I really want to focus here also on the medicine of cacao, because you come from the roots, from Colombian roots, where this medicine was originated from. And I work with cacao from Guatemala, and we work with the Mayan Cosmovision, the Guatemalan Mayan lineages. And how they see it as a spirit,
Oh, yes.
as a healer, as a mother.
Mother.
It's it is like a mother. She
This,
comes from the earth,
you are.
and mother is gentle, loving, humble, but also a warrior.
Yes.
Really, like, has those powers, and we all are the children of the Mother Earth. And as cacao comes from the earth, she's a big mother as well. I see her as a really big mother, and she has deep connection with all the other plant medicines.
Definitely, they are
And
connected.
and we see how people find her through other medicines, and even we say cacao is just maybe not that strong medicine as other plant medicines. I see it as a very, very strong medicine because we drink it and we integrate it every day. We move through life with her. She's holding our hand, and that is the beauty. So when my your cacao journey started? When was the first time you tried cacao?
Like ceremonial cacao. When was the first time I tried ceremonial cacao? Actually, yeah, of course, it was in Guatemala in San Marcos at the lake. So that's where I had
Wow.
my first cacao at an ecstatic dance, of course, the Eagle Nest. And I tried it and I was like, yeah, okay, that's okay. I mean, I didn't really know anything about the background, not about how important it is. I just knew, okay, everyone is drinking cacao, there must be something about it. And but at first I was like, yeah, it's fun, but yeah, I can also just not do it. And then later on, I stayed at the lake for like almost 2 months or something. And later on, almost before I left, I had another ceremony, and I was really looking for a ceremony for like a more profound ceremony, because all the other ceremonies, it's there's so much going on at the lake and so much program and everything, and I was really looking for something that goes back to the roots of it all. And I wasn't able to find that, but I was able to find something else, and it was also sound healing connected with cacao and some breath work at this one place. And this is where cacao really, like, she started talking to me, and I drank it and I was like, wow, this is amazing. It was almost like an ayahuasca trip for me. It was really crazy. It was just cacao and a little bit of breath work, which is also very intense. And this is really when I was like, oh wow. And this plant was talking to me. She was like, yeah, you gotta go out there and share the medicine. And I'm like, okay, we just met, but all right.
We just met, but we're gonna walk this path forever now.
We're gonna walk this path. And that's when I really realized how powerful this plant is. And this is the way she takes you in, like you said, like a mother. She's really holding you. She shows you like all your good and bad sides in some way, or the sides that you have to work on. And I really love the way she does it because she does it so softly and so beautiful, in such a beautiful and pure way, at least for me. It's really a beautiful path to go. And so yeah, this is where I discovered cacao, and this is where it was really clear. And I had this vision, like after the first time I left Colombia, I wanted actually to stay there, and then I decided to come back to Germany. And this is really where I was like, oh, I would love to open a retreat center and do plant medicine there and do sound healings. And I had all these visions, and I came back to Germany and completely different things happened. Now I'm a jewelerist. I do jewelry. And I finished school because my parents are like, yeah, you need to have a real job. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Seven. And so my spiritual path was like, yeah, I put it to the side to finish school, basically. And then when I went back to Guatemala, this is really when the medicine and like this path of the medicine woman was really talking to me. And I realized I was sitting in the ceremony and I was like, wow, this is what I want to do. Like I remembered everything. Like I was like, yeah, hey, I actually wanted to open a retreat center. I actually wanted to like go back to Colombia and live in the jungle. Yeah, like, you know, live in the nature and do ceremonies. Yes. And this is where I was like, yeah, okay, let's do it with cacao.
And I wanted to ask you one thing,
Yes.
Maybe you had the experience, then you really started. Of course, you met the cacao, she started guiding you towards the medicine path. But maybe there was an experience, then you really got activated as a medicine woman, and then there was no, in a way, kind of way back. And although you said, you had to finish school and kind of put medicine path or spiritual path on a side, I feel like it never on a side, it always with us. We just
Yeah,
maybe
somewhere.
not doing so much practice in it, but it's like we also, when we develop on our spiritual path, when we embody the ceremony or whatever we do, I feel like in every lineage it's gonna be a ritual, a ceremony. We start living it. And it doesn't mean that you're constantly journeying with the medicine, you're just applying the tools into your everyday life. And maybe you had the experience when the plant medicine started talking to you and started reminding you your ancestral roots.
Sure, I can share here. I have a few, but I went back
I'm sure you had a few.
to had a few. Very sensitive to a lot of these things. So, yeah, I went back to Colombia when I was in school, actually, with my partner. We went back to Colombia for just a month because I was missing home. And we journey with plant medicine, with the ayahuasca, with the grandmother. It was my second time. My first time was really more like on the dark side. I went really through a lot of trauma, but at the end, it was really beautiful. It really showed me also the way of like going this path with the medicine. And then on the second time, it was really magical. It felt like almost initiation or something because we drank the ahe, and we were surrounded from only like people who've been working with the medicine a lot. And it was almost like a private ceremony, just four or five people. A very small circle. And I felt like we were held by four people, and then there were the two of us who were just enjoying the ceremony. And so I drank the yahe, and normally when you drink it, you like sometimes you have to throw up because it's the cleansing and purification going on, this whole process. Or what I did, like, or you sleep normally, you have this like meditation sleep, yeah, in the middle. And so I felt like, no, I want to move around. So I just stood up and I was like, okay, let's see, let's explore this place. And the place was amazing. It was in Cali in Colombia, and there was this beautiful finca, and it had the river going through this whole place. And I love water. Like, everyone who knows me knows I'm connected with the water element. And so I felt this connection to go to this river, and it had this like little portal, like with two palm trees, and everything around the river was like closed, and there was a little bridge going through it, and it was really magical and beautiful. And so I went inside, and I already could feel like the plants talking to me, and like I could really feel the living being of every like stone, every little thing. Everything was living. Everything had a soul. Everything had an essence in some way, and I could connect to it in such an easy way. And so I introduced myself to these two plants in the beginning at the portal. I was like, "Can I come in?" And they were like, "Yeah, sure, come in." And I bowed down and I went inside. And when I was inside there, I saw my whole tribe. And it was really, really powerful. Like, I could feel so many souls. It's this feeling of like, wow, they're all here. I'm reunited with my whole tribe. And this was such a beautiful and precious like moment. I don't share it that often, but sometimes I do. And for me, it's really when I realized, wow, I have these deep, deep roots. They're so connected. I even started to talk a total different language because I was so connected to the essence. And I started singing songs, and the kids, they were also there. They were like singing with me. And then the elders, they told me to go into the water, and it felt really like initiation, like I said. And then I went into the water. I had every like cloth on, necklace on. I was like, okay, let's go into the water. It was in the middle of the night, and I was inside the water. And then I was there until here, like until my neck. And then I couldn't breathe anymore because something was like, it felt like someone is strangling me, and I couldn't breathe anymore. So I went out of the water, and then I asked them, like, hey, why can't I enter the water? And they were like, yeah, you have to take off this necklace. It has really bad energy. And I was like, okay, crazy. And when I bought it, I was like, okay, this is a really weird energy
Oh,
that this necklace is
wow.
giving me. And so I took the necklace off, and of course I took all my clothes off. And then I went back into the water, and I was just swimming in there. And then they all started like dancing and like singing with me. And I sang these water songs. And it was like river water, like cleansing songs. And I was crying. I really felt this like deep, deep connection. And I was missing them so much because I think as a person or as a child who's adopted, you have this constant feeling of like not feeling home or missing something in your life. And this is really when I was like, wow, it's always there. It's always around me. It's like, it's never gone. There's nothing that's not there. You're always surrounded by this home because it's inside of you. And so that was a really beautiful experience. And it went on for a few hours. And I connected with them, and I talked this like totally different language. I was like, what am I saying? But it all made sense in that moment. I'm still channeling this language, or this language when I do my ceremonies. It only comes through when I really connect with the fire, or when I sit in ceremony, or when I serve. And yeah, I still do it, and I love it. And after the ceremony was over, I was like, okay, I got you guys. I'm going this path now. And that's
Wow.
where I really was like, wow, there's something else there. And I really have to acknowledge it, because if I don't, then it doesn't
Who
make sense.
else? Who
Life,
else gonna
who
do
else will,
it?
and life doesn't make sense then, you know, because it's so magical. So beautiful to always remember the magic around you and to see, yeah, it's so easy. Like you said, it's not always about stressing out yourself, like, boo, I need this, I need that, da, da, da. It's so easy. Just connect with the nature.
Yeah, because we are the nature. We are all the plants, all the beings. We just have unique expression and we are in this human body. Thank you so much for sharing. I know it's not easy to share such a personal stories, and thank you so much for bringing it. I'm sure people who needs this energy, they will listen and they will come and tune and connect with you. In a way, your ancestors found you. I feel like I don't know, we find them. I guess they always are here, but we don't see them. We
That's
have this veil, we just don't see it. And those plant medicines, they help us to start seeing through the veil, start seeing through it, start seeing the truth. And then we see it, when we start connecting to it more, then we start accepting, and then we start embodying. And those are all the processes of the coming into this full medicine activation. And I'm glad you trusted. I know, like you said, the first journey with the medicine was not easy. And it's really amazing how we find the courage and we listen and we try again, because, oh, this medicine doesn't work for me because it was a dark side. But also, we need to remember that we're always going to have a dark side and a light side. It's always going to be the sunrise and the sunset.
It
And we
has to
have,
listen.
it has to, because otherwise we wouldn't be here on this planet. How this journey or this guidance from the spirit of cacao, from the spirit of ahe, from those beautiful plant medicines led you to the cacao medicine? Because now you're sharing cacao ceremonies, you're sharing the fire, you're sharing your beautiful voice, you're sharing the healing modalities following your roots, and how you decided that you're gonna go with cacao and not, going back to Colombia yet. I'm sure there is a path and the timeline to fulfill. It's, it's never lineage, and yeah, so how you started coming into this cacao ceremonialist path? And of course, you said you connected with cacao in Guatemala, so it's, of course, the seed was planted at the lake, and all this Mayan wisdom was calling you. Because obviously, we kind of divide in a way the lineages, the differences, but really, it's all the same, just different expression. And this is. Then we tune into the frequency, what is right for us, and we following the heart, then we receive that activation. When we step truly into the work we need to do. And it's different for everybody. Not everybody is gonna walk spiritual path, and that doesn't mean it's wrong. It's
No,
amazing.
definitely not.
I feel the most important part is to honor and enjoy what you do in life. So how this plant said, and oh,
How she came into my life.
cacao. Yeah, people who are tuning into the podcast, you need to watch YouTube video because we're showing some
enough.
fun thing fun things.
Love and gold. It was funny. I came back from this journey from Guatemala. That was like around 3 years ago. And I have friends who organize these parties, like events. And they wanted to do more kind of like yoga, have a more culture program. And they asked me if I want to do something. And at that time, I was a yoga teacher also. And I was like, yeah, do you want to do like hold a like an hour of yoga and stuff and teach. And I was like, yeah, not feeling the yoga at the moment. I would rather just do a ceremony. And so that's how it's all started. And then I started doing ceremonies. But in the beginning, it was like, I felt the difference. Now, also after doing all these apprenticeship and trainings and all, it's so different because you start serving the cacao and maybe you're not aware of a few things, maybe not aware of the portals you open or not aware on how you can be more like guided in a safer space, I would say. Because I just started because I had this intuition like, okay, this medicine wants to be heard, it wants to be there. And so I started sharing, and it was a beautiful experience. And I was really, when I was doing it for the first time, I was like, wow, I'm really nervous. I was quite nervous. And I had someone I did it with. So I wasn't alone, which was amazing for the first time. And then after a few times doing it, and the ceremony always changes. Like the way I do my ceremonies always change. The way I hold space changes throughout the time. It never stays the same. And so I started with like ecstatic dance. Then I went into like mainly sound healing with crystal singing bowls. And then it went again to ecstatic dance. And now it's more like a shamanic. I would probably say it's more shamanic because I also more connect to, of course, because of Walter and the Familia Cacao. They really introduced me into Maya and Cosmovision and into the astrology of Maya. So I really integrated, and also you with your apprenticeship, I learned so much about the Nawalis, about the energies. And so now I integrate that more into my ceremonies, and I can feel a total difference because you really invite and you really get the support of the spirits that are in this place wherever you hold the ceremony. And yeah, it's so much easier to hold space, but it's also more profound experience, I think, for myself and also for the people who are participating.
Yeah, sure, sister. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. And I feel I want to just also to agree with all what you just said, that the ceremony is always changing because we grow.
Yes, that's it.
And you know, the ceremony is the thing what you can't fake. You know, because you sharing your spirit, your heart, but also you calling on the spirit of the energies, you holding the space for the people, you opening yourself in such an open, like nakedness, but not naked in a body, but you naked in
No,
your
definitely.
soul.
Yes.
And then you invite the medicine to come through you. And she only can come when we are humble, when we are open. And then she comes into our essence, and then we just channel her. We channel because she tunes with her magic into each person who are in the ceremony, and we share what needs to be heard in that moment. And I feel this is the way the ceremonies should be. I don't like to use that word, but of course, each of us are different. And
Individual.
also, we on a different path. And you know, I share the ceremonies not in my own way, and nothing wrong with that. And I feel I honor each person, the circle holder, the yoga teachers, the any, you know, modality they do, if they are on, you know, if they are honest with themselves and they do follow this call, like you said, you were scared to share first cacao ceremony, but she was talking loud and she's like, I need to get out, I need to be seen, people needs to hear me, people needs to connect with me because I'm gonna activate their medicine, I'm gonna make their life maybe a little bit challenging at some point because we need to break through. We need to grow. We need to go through all those
Mm-hmm.
fears. We need to expand ourselves to drop those layers so we can activate that nakedness in a way, so we can allow the medicine to speak through us. And it's not necessarily cacao, we're
No.
talking because, of course, we're working with this medicine and she speaks through us. And, but there are many, many different medicines. I also wanted to say that today I really like to speak about medicine woman's path and what that really is, because some people don't know. So for some people, medicine woman, of course, it can be a doctor. She is a medicine woman as well. I feel for me, medicine woman is the woman who heals with her medicine other people. But I want to hear from you what that means for you to be on the medicine path. What actually the meaning of it, why you do it? Yes, we heard the calling. But why we do it?
Sure, I would love to share. So yes, I was also, of course, you start serving ceremonies, you start serving cacao, and then at some point you're like, but what is this actually what I'm doing? And it's becoming clearer and clearer for me at least, because it's really, for me, being a medicine woman means to work with my own medicine, like you said. But this doesn't only has to mean like, okay, I have my tobacco that I work with, or I have my cacao that I work with, or I have this other few plants, I don't know, people work with. For me, it's really like connecting with your own nature, like you said. Like for me, spirituality in some way, and this is really connected to spirituality for me, medicine woman, is like the nature inside of you. Mother nature is inside of you. So plant medicine for me is the medicine that I, of course, carry in myself, and it can be expressed with other medicines, and I can use it as a tool in some way and channel their energy as well. But it's actually also holding space for other people to just be and to experience exactly the things they have to experience. And I'm very happy if people come and I can just hold the space for them and go through these deep, deep healing processes. And that's why I call myself a medicine woman, is because I feel like whenever I hold the space or whenever I do ceremonies, there is so much happening. So it is kind of like a medicine that's going through their bodies, maybe through cacao, but I think mainly it's opening something in the person that can flourish and can unfold. Yeah. So this is really what it means for me. And of course, being a medicine woman also means doing ceremonies regularly on a regular basis for myself and for other people, and to honor the spirits, to be connected with Mother Nature for elements. And also to, for me, what I really learned through this whole process of coming more and more into my truth, my essence, I would say, is really this being grateful for what I have and really show it. So I go every other day, I go to the river or I go into nature and I give my offerings, like everything I place on my altar when I do ceremonies. I go out there and really have this pure moment with nature where I'm just like, yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for like letting me do this work. It's so magical. And this is be grateful, just be grateful and give the offerings.
Oh, beautiful sister. I love that. The energy of reciprocity, the energy of the gratitude. Just leave it in that grace, and of course it's not easy because we have this human experience, and we start questioning why we're doing this. But I feel this is the key of the ceremony. This is the key of the cacao. When we start questioning, when we start doubting, she can bring us back. She can just like, wait a minute, you know who you are, own your power. There is no time for you to float around and be dragged to, the paths, what is not really yours. You are here and you're walking with me. And she holds a hand and just like snaps sometimes and just like, do what you're doing. Just stop, like, putting
Question.
that blind in front of your eyes and questioning. And I feel this is a power. So thank you for sharing that. It's really, I feel that vibration of your heart. And of course, for us walking this path together since last year is, we're mirroring each other as well. And it's a beautiful connection to have. And I also wanted to go back to Cacao Apprenticeship, which we walked through together last year. Because yes, we can take the plant medicine, we can drink the cacao. She's gonna activate our medicine. She's gonna start showing us more and more who we are. She's gonna start showing us the shadow parts. She's gonna start showing us the light side of us, because it's not necessarily we hide the shadow, only the shadow. We light our light. Then we activate our medicine. We also need to do some work, because in order this medicine to flourish, we need to understand who we are and who we are not. In the apprenticeship, what I teach and what I feel is a crucial part stepping into medicine woman path, and also stepping into the path of your truth, it's really important to understand what we took from our ancestors, but we don't want to carry anymore. What we took from the teachers, what we took from the experiences, what our nervous system holds on, or the parts we not even can access yet. It's under protective mode because the experiences being very challenging in our lives. So through the apprenticeship, we learn that. We learn more about ourselves. We learn how to connect to our roots and activate our natural DNA, how to stay connected to the earth. This is what Mayan Cosmovision teaches, what shamanic teachings are. They are about connection to the earth, about connection to the elements. So when we know who we are, we start honoring our roots, we start clearing what doesn't serve us, we start changing the patterns in the way we naturally came here to live, and then we naturally connect to the earth, to the cosmos, to the heart of the sky. And this is the beauty and the importance, I would say. This is a crucial part, what we need to do before
Think it's the
spreading the wings out, and flying high. And do the work, this beautiful magic of all the plant alleys and us playing and living this essence of the earth, a human experience expression. I don't know what the sentence was. The brain's expressing the energy of Imosh. Today we are recording this episode on the strong energy of four Imosh in Mayan calendar, and Imosh represents the waters, represents all the waters and all the water animals and this collective consciousness. So sometimes it can be intense energy, but with number four we have invitation to bring bring our dreams into this reality. So that's why this episode is happening. So we're bringing our medicine to you so you can hopefully have a little bit of activation of your medicine. So thank you, Mayu, for joining today and sharing the light, sharing your medicine. It is so beautiful always to connect and to get a chance to be in your essence. I would like you to share some information about your contacts, about your upcoming events, and what you're working on, the ceremonies, the cacao, what's happening, and how people can find you and connect with you.
Oh, thank you. So yes, upcoming events. So what I'm working on right now, I am actually working on jewelry, on cacao jewelry, also for your altar. And this is something that is coming up soon. I'm so excited. Yeah, even wearing a few things. So like one of the pieces I did was like this little ish cacao that you can wear. It's
Oh.
on a mala, so you can chant and connect. I wear it always when I do ceremonies and I can feel a difference, but it's always what you put into a subject, I guess. And of course, so festivals are coming up this summer, and I'm super excited for festival season, mainly in Germany. So yeah, and I have a retreat coming up in the end of August, I think, or maybe around September, that is coming up soon. But you can find all the information either on my Instagram or on my Telegram channel, which is also linked in my bio on Instagram. And I'm working on a website, so this is coming up soon. And there's another big announcement.
Announcement, announcement. You guys have to tune in to our
Yeah.
YouTube.
Cacao.
Cacao, cacao, cacao
So cacao is
medicine.
coming. So we're working on it, and so cacao is coming even more into my life, and I will start sharing cacao medicine from Colombia, from an indigenous tribe, from the Arhuacos,
Wow.
and it's probably be here in Germany around the end of May, and then we will start selling it. And I'm super excited to work with medicine like from Colombia. And yeah, this was always my dream. I always said, like, yeah, if I want to sell, like, if I ever sell cacao, then it should be from Colombia.
Wow.
So this is now happening, and it's amazing. And yeah, and the festivals in
Congratulations.
Germany are mainly around Munich, but I also
Yeah.
do a lot of online ceremonies. So if you are in the Telegram group or follow me on Instagram, you will find all the informations there about upcoming online ceremonies.
Yeah.
And so yeah, this is what I'm doing at the moment. And of
Wow.
course, maybe some mentoring if anyone is interested about learning about cacao and learning how to deepen the path. Yeah.
Beautiful sister, I'm so
Next
excited.
step.
Congratulations, bringing thank you for bringing your medicine from your ancestral lands from Colombia. I cannot wait to try it. I cannot wait to sit in the ceremony with you. It's a great honor to have you. Thank you for listening to your heart. I know sometimes it's not easy.
No,
Thank
it
you
wasn't.
for
It's not always.
yeah.
That's
It's
a part
very
of it.
Yeah, it's a part of the journey of remembrance, remembering our roots,
Yes.
remembering our path and walking it and owning it and sharing it in whatever way you share it. Maybe your path is to share your medicine with your family. Maybe your path is to go to 9 to 5, but be happy in that expression. Choose what your heart vibration is. So thank you, sister. Find Mayu on Instagram. I will put all the details in the description on the podcast on the YouTube. I really encourage to watch the YouTube on Sadhkara Temple's channel and to see our energies and what we're showing to
Growing.
you and contact Mayu, connect with her beautiful expression of her energy through the jewelry, through the ceremony, through the mentoring, what she creates. And thank you so much for accepting this path and working Matyoshma and Cacao ceremonialist apprenticeship with me and Walter.
Yes, my soon.
Thank you for everything you do. I also want to invite people, if you're listening and tuning in, we're starting a new apprenticeship on the 13th of April, 2024. And yay, more cacao, more cacao, more mind, Cosmo Vision, more healing, more heart opening, more medicine woman or
More,
medicine
more,
man, more light into this world, more
more light.
magic, more light, more love. So check Satkara Temple website or Instagram, find all the information, or just contact me. If you feel she's talking to you and you want to activate your truth, your medicine, find the path. Even already, if you're working with cacao, I feel connecting with the medicine through Mind Cosmo Vision and doing healing work, it really opens up us truly more wide open to our path, to the ways we can express ourselves. And even though it's ceremonialist apprenticeship, sometimes that apprenticeship can show us what we really meant to do, what we really meant to create. In this apprenticeship, we're going through a deep healing journey through our roots, connection to our ancestors. We learn so much about the cacao. We work with cacao. We activate cacao in our blood. And we learn how to live connected to the nature, connected to the elements, connected to the Nawalis, Mayan energies. We say Mayan energies, but it's not owned by
All around
Mayan.
us.
They are the bus. And as Walter telling me off, you can't say it's Mayan energies. It's we all connected to them. So we learn to see that and to live with the guidance of those energies, which creates a life of ease and abundant.
Yes.
And also we learn how to activate our voice. Maybe we will have another episode to speak about more voice activation
Yes.
and how we can incorporate it in the ceremony. Also we work on our business. But more in a way, how we can find a way to bring abundance to our life from our expression, from what we do in most aligned way. And this is what I teach in the apprenticeship, and I'm so glad to see Mayu after apprenticeship even stepping more deep into this path and seeing how everything starts coming into life more natural, with no, attachments, with no, I don't know, it just feels more free, isn't it?
Definitely so much easier now. And I just surrender more and I trust. And I also like guide a little bit myself. But
Yeah.
yeah, I went through a lot of healing and I went through a lot of like deep journeys again with cacao. And yeah, it's important to always connect and reconnect. And
Yeah.
so much to learn and so much wisdom Vika has to share and that we can
Oh.
recommend. Yeah, if you
Nah,
feel
thank
the
you,
call
sister.
of cacao, go.
Go. Thank you, sister. Thank you for your share. Thank you, everybody who is tuning in. I also want to tap on this quickly because this apprenticeship is also open to the previous students. So maybe you will meet Mayu sitting in the ceremonies if you're gonna join the apprenticeship, or maybe you're gonna share the ceremony. Everybody shares the ceremony after completing the apprenticeship. Whatever you think you're gonna choose to do it or not, I feel like every single person, of course, I speak for everybody, but even if because a lot of students come into it with thinking, no, I'm just coming to connect with cacao and to Mayan Cosmo Vision, and I'm not gonna share the ceremonies, but at the end, we have this activation that we have to fulfill this path and to have. We kind of have to pay back to cacao what she gives, so we share it and we introduce it to others. I feel this is how we make the payment to her, to for what she gives to us. So thank you, sister. Thank you. Find Mayu, find Sutkara Temple, find us and sit with us in the ceremony.
Much
Much love.
love.
Thank you, thank you, thank
Thank
you.
you, thank you.